I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, greetings, apologies, apologies. I'm sort of apologizing for something I don't really know what I'm apologizing for, but I am a male, often confused, often very willing to apologize for shit that has nothing to do with me. This is episode 31. The apology, I think, was because I think it's been like maybe over 7 days since the last podcast. I really don't know what day to put it out. It's not like the rubbish bins. It's not like the recycling bag. When you know the day, you know the pickup. I just think, to be honest, I felt like doing it a couple of days ago. And then the Brussels thing happened. And it just made me a bit sad, you know, a bit kind of, what the fuck, what are we doing, you know? People who think if they murder, you know, this is on both sides as well, people who murder with bombs and kill people, and then they think that that will sort stuff out, you know, that will calm things down. So enough of that. We can't talk about that because it's just innocent people. It's people, you know, in an airport, it's people on a tunnel banner and then just gone, you know, very innocent. So I was considering doing one on Tuesday, but then I thought, you know what, it just didn't feel right. So here we are on Thursday. I think in Sverige, this is called Pink Thursday. Is that right? Is it called Pink Thursday? And then Long Friday, isn't it? In England, it's like Good Friday, you know. Like good, but in Sverige, Long Friday. Because I think the reason why it's called Long Friday is that you look so forward to the longer weekend, and then you have the first day, most of the time with family, probably family you haven't seen for ages, they've come to visit you for the weekend, and then that Friday becomes really long and boring. So I think that's why they call it. And if you don't believe that, what you need to explain to me is first the Jesus thing, and also the chocolates, the Easter bunny and the Jesus thing. I've never worked that out yet. I've never put those two together. So that's happening. I don't know when you eat your eggs, you know. But enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. I think you get Monday off, Monday the 28th of March, which is that's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I will be 44 years of age. 44. Now, I'm not one of those that sort of says 44. What have I done? Where's it all gone wrong? Because it's not gone wrong. I've got a wonderful life with wonderful people and wonderful family and people who laugh at me when I stand holding a small metal thing. Life is good. Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My life is good. So I can't complain, but you do get to 44. I don't know if you've got there yet. There's probably you know, if you're listening to this on the Acast app, you're probably quite a hipster, you know. Your headphones are probably rustling against your little beard, male or female. I know it's kind of cool to have both. So you're probably nowhere near 44 years of age. But if you are, you probably know that kind of feeling I've got right now of, wow, if I times that by two, that's 88. I'm not going to live till I'm 88, right? So when I was 22, I was thinking, wow, what's it going to be like living till I'm 44, right? And I never thought I'd get there, you know? And I'm here. I'm 44. And the problem is you see, I don't drink, right? So you get to like 44 and you think, well, maybe you should be partying, you know? Maybe Monday should be woken up by Wednesday. You know, there was no Tuesday. It was that kind of drinking, you know? So there is that aspect, you know? The only kind of sensational thing I sort of do is I went to Luleå on Saturday, up to Luleå. I seem to be flying a lot with people who have never, ever been with other humans or got on a plane before. You know those, let's just call them idiots. Those people that, it's clear that you just put your bag, get out the way. Get out of the way. Put your bag up and get out of the way, okay? So, they don't. And then I had one of those people that, you know, one of those people that just elbow, you know, the elbow battle, the little Swedish elbow battle, you know, one little armrest, fy fan, it's my territory, coming over here, taking our elbow space. I had a bit of a battle there, and then I went to Luleå, and I like Luleå. It's a beautiful, beautiful city, and they were walking on the ice, you know, and apparently it was the last weekend for them to walk on the ice, which is possibly the time when it's more likely that you're going to fall in, right? Because they'll be able to say, you know, I don't know what happened there. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Something seems to be happening with the pod here. Just stopped. So I'm going to have to check that. But let's hope we're still okay. I'll tell you what happened is things just started popping up. Like, and it's never happened before, okay? The screen just said stuff. So I think we've just got to hope that that's going to work. I'm not a pod producing guru. I do no editing. I just press record and I waffle. That's another thing, isn't it? That March, is it March the 25th? Is the Annunciation. That's in English, it's the Annunciation. I think that's when the angel, Gabriel, said to Mary, you're going to have a child and it's going to be a special child. You know, it's going to be J-Dog, right? And the other J-Dog, Joseph, was like, fee, fan, this is a bit weird, isn't it? What's happening here? I mean, I thought we're married, but it's not mine. He's just going to be there, is it? Okay. Well, that's not cool. That's kind of awkward adoption. That's what they called it back then, awkward adoption. And it's called the Annunciation, so this is the moment. But in Sverige, it's Waffeldag. You have waffles. That's how you celebrate it. Good on you, Sverige. While they were, you know, celebrating the news of the chosen one, Swedes were just scoffing on some bloody waffles. There we go. If you want an answer about Swedes and religion, I think there it right is. Annunciation or Waffeldag. Waffeldag. March the 25th, I think it is. So what was I actually waffling on about? I went to Luleå, right? And then it was great. I really loved it. I love it up there. But my football team was playing, right? They were playing Huddersfield Town. That's the team I support, right? I don't know if you know this, but I do another podcast called The Swedish Football Mafia. And that's all about football, right? And that's something you can listen to. I'll give you permission. Who am I? Do I own your ears? No, but I own your brain. I own your brain. Listen to me. Listen to me now. Walk out of the door and take the money out and give it to Pitcher. Al Pitcher. So I used to play football, right? Here's a bit of a link between football and the Pitcher heydays. We're coming up to the Pitcher 44, right? But when I was a lot younger, I was playing in an under-19 football game. What had happened? I think you'll understand this. In the area where we were, where I lived, in a place called Nongataha, right, which is spelt N-G-O-N-G-O-T-A-H-A, Nongataha, right? The last bit is always like Nongataha, ha ha ha, right? People, you know, lols, YOLO. What happened there was the TV channel that was broadcasting the FA Cup final, right? So they played at 3 o'clock in Europe in the afternoon. But in New Zealand, of course, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. So the whole kind of, not the whole nation, but a lot of the people get up and watch it, okay? So what happened was it wasn't broadcast in our area. It was on a special channel. But it was broadcast 90 minutes drive away, okay? So this is old school, right? This is before the internet, kids. This is before Friends reunited. Even Tom from MySpace hadn't appeared yet, okay? This is how far back we're going. And, you know, you can think about your mobile phones. We had the old, you know, the old ringing things where you put your, you know, like Gollum putting your finger in a number and then bringing it round, you know? And I think the emergency was always 111, which took like hours. 999 is kind of quick, you know. Or 99, I suppose 911 is quite hard as well on those phones. Anyway, so they brought it over to the football club so we could watch it. But we had a champagne breakfast. I was 18 at the time, okay? So we had a champagne breakfast. I think I'd been out the night before and probably finished drinking at like 1 o'clock, slept, and then went for the champagne breakfast at 6 a.m. in the full knowledge that I was going to play football at 2 o'clock that afternoon, okay? I was going to captain the team. So people are kind of handing out champagne. I have a glass of champagne. I'm watching the game. They have bacon and eggs. I think the bacon and eggs will take away any alcohol. And then I have a couple more drinks. A couple more that I don't really remember. Next thing I know, I'm in the dressing room. I'm getting dressed to play football. I'm as drunk as a skunk, okay? I'm singing songs. I think some Elton John and Rod Stewart numbers came out. I'm singing songs. I lead the team out. The referee kind of smells me a bit and worries if I've fallen into like a drum of whiskey. I play the game. I can't get the ball. I'm chasing people. There's actually I was actually quite good at football, and there's actually a old kind of coach is on the sideline, and he's watching me, and he's thinking, what's happened to this guy? What? I mean, he was okay, this dude. Now I'm in my fat Elvis stage, right? This is what this guy thinks, you know. Then we get a penalty, straf, right? We get a penalty. I'm the captain. I normally take the penalties. I'm a little bit drunk. So I say to the goalkeeper, our goalkeeper, who is never going to score a goal, ever, get up here. Come on, you can take it. So he comes up, can't kick the ball, can he? Misses the penalty. We go 1-0 down after like 20 minutes. And then the coach just substitutes me. And the reason given was, you were just too drunk. And I think that's one of the great sporting substitutions of my life. Of what I've ever heard. I've never heard of someone was like, do you know what? You've had too much alcohol. Get off the pitch. You know? So they brought me off. And then I think I just sat on the sidelines drinking a beer. That it was dark days. Dark, dark days. So anyway, I was in Luleå, wasn't I? We were in Luleå. My team was playing Huddersfield Town.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And I was listening to it on the radio in the hotel room, okay? And we scored, and I jumped up and down. I was like, ah, yeah! Like a Smurf getting trapped by Gargamel. And the fucking receptionist from the hotel room, I didn't have a receptionist in my hotel room. The receptionist from the hotel rang my room to make sure that the moaning was all okay. Not like, wow, you seem to be having weird sex. What's that moaning, that Smurf noise? It was like, someone's a bit concerned. They've called in because you were screaming. And so I got told off for moaning in a hotel room. Like orgasming, because my team scored a goal. We won 4-1. Thank you for asking. Good times. Happy times. In the week, as a comedian, you do gigs. You do gigs for companies. I did a gig for a telephone company, okay? And I say that because I did two gigs that week for two telephone companies. And I was on with, in one of them, I was on with Mons Salmalove. Salmalove? Yep, and you can understand the paranoia I had before I had to introduce him, right? Mons Salmalove. Salmalove. But he's a really, really nice guy. He sang songs. Sang like six songs or something. I think most of them, let's say 98% of them, wanted to just hear Heroes. That's all I'll say. But he's a good singer. He did some tunes, yo. And then afterwards, he said, "Hey man, that was really amazing stuff." And I really freak out in situations like that because I don't really know what to say. So I was like, "Thank you. Thanks a lot." It was. Thanks a lot. It was, I said. Thanks a lot. It was. What a dick. And that's been it, really. I'm on a I'm recording this pod. No, I'm recording the live stand-up show. I've got two shows in Uppsala, April 1 and 2. I'm not a big April Fool's person, so that's right, kids. I'll be there. It's April 1 and 2, and then I've got April 15th and 16th, probably two of the biggest gigs of my life, really. Let's not underestimate how important they are. Yeah, April 15th and 16th, I am recording at Reval in Stockholm. It's not a new show. It's the best of. It's a best of my three tours, and it's for a TV channel who are buying it. Okay, so you can know that it's going to be on TV. So that's good. So get your tickets, alpitcher.se. That would be mightily wonderful. Yo. So I've been on this little fitness regime. This little fitness run, and I've been running in a Forrest Gump confused kind of way. Run, Ali, run. I've been doing 30 to 40 minutes of running per day, and I don't know if that does that. I've googled it, right? I've actually put into Google, will I lose weight if I run for 30 minutes, which is quite a normal question, but apparently you don't, but I feel better. Although when I'm out running, I think people think I've just seen a bear in the woods and I'm running from it, because I've just got this utter bright red face of complete kind of panic, you know. I think people think, what the hell's wrong with that guy, you know? Or I look like a really sunburned albino kind of type, because I've got kind of pale skin. I've got like bright red face, and I've got my headphones on, and it was brilliant because, you know, with all these kind of, you know, these music, what they called, service, what are they called? Like Spotify and stuff like that. What are they called? Service, music services, channel, music players. Anyway, these things, right? You can put in, God, I'm talking to you like you don't know anything. Like, I'm talking to you like you're my mum or something. Honestly, this is what you do. No, you can put, you do the running thing, right? So I put running in. And it gets your tempo. It goes, start running now, and you know run, and then they. I think personally, the voice is going, gee, is that it? Was that a run, or are you? No, you're walking. You must be. Are you moonwalking? You seem to be going backwards. This isn't any kind of speed. And then they pick the music for you to run to. So that was always good. And I think they play it. I don't know any of this, but they play it from music that you've listened to a lot of. So one of the songs, you know, when I felt that my asthma was going to kill me and I was going to collapse, was I'm a Gummy Bear, I Am a Gummy Bear. Yeah, Bloody Gummy Bear. A bit of the chandelier lady, Sia. Yeah, that was played as well. So I'm on this fitness regime. I can't say I am Rocky Balboa. I can't say I am fitness man, you know. People aren't going to pull my shirt up and go, wowza, look at those abs. I think they're going to probably pick stuff out of my belly button still. You know, and I'm one of these human beings that I go for a run, okay? And I think I instantly look better. How ridiculous is that, right? I've been for like 3 or 4 runs, right? And I said to my wife, "Yeah, I have lost it, haven't I?" And she said, "Yeah, you lost it years ago, numb nuts." And then she just kind of punched me in the testicles and said, and did like a kind of Bruce Lee kind of, But things were good. Things are great. I love life, and I'm now going to be 44. So when we do the next pod together, you and I, if you've got any questions on the pod, if you think I should have a guest, if you think I should, maybe I should interview people. Who knows? I just like waffling. I like talking. People listen. Get good listeners. Get good feedback. Yeah, I was in Yavla last night in a very, very cool club called Gasta, run by very, very nice people. If you're around in Yavla on a Wednesday, I think they do Friday shows as well. Just go to gastacomedy.se. And we went to the football ground actually, and we kicked the ball around. I was playing in socks. I had clothes on, but socks. There's a part of me, I'm 43 still, not 44 yet. And there was a part of me that thought, do you know what? You still got it. You don't drink anymore. Maybe that was holding you back. Maybe getting really, really pissed before the match was holding you back, pitcher. But I did Gusta. And then this woman stood up during the gig. And I always get this. I don't mean to have this. I don't plan it. I don't put something in somebody's drink. It just seems that like people go, "Wow, we can say whatever we want here." And she just stood up and she was on about, I thought she said gender, right? I thought she was like, because she was talking about rhetoric, right? About, she was studying rhetoric. There was like 16 students studying rhetoric, okay? Of which one of the teachers was on the floor eating nuts. That's a completely different story. But it's true. So she stood up, this girl, and she said, "I am a student." And I said, "Oh, are you part of the rhetoric thing?" And she goes, "No, we just go fishing." And I thought she said gender. Because she kept on going. And I thought rhetoric, they were debating gender, you know. And I was like, "I don't care if you're male or you're female. Gender means nothing, you know." Mr. Politically Correct here, not wanting to say anything wrong, you know. And I was like, but gender's so important. But she was saying yada, like the fish, the pike. So the confusion in the audience was absolutely at an all-time high at an Al Pitcher gig. Because they were kind of hearing yada, but also hearing gender. But I was taking it away that it was gender. And I think there was a lot of people walking away from that gig desperate to know what actually happened in that show. It was absolutely surreal. Being heckled by a woman shouting out a fish when I thought it was some kind of male or female debate. And I think that sums up my life, to be honest. I get involved when I really, really shouldn't. I should have just screamed at her, "I don't give a fuck if the pike is male or female. Get out!" And maybe that would have solved it. I don't know. Looking back now, maybe, you know, heat of the moment, that could have been the one. This has been episode 31. Let's get a pod out earlier next week, eh? You lazy shit pitcher. Not lazy, just didn't feel right. Look after yourselves over Easter. Please, tell anyone about these Stockholm shows. I really need some tickets. I need some seats filled for this. I need every seat filled. So that's why I'm a bit kind of desperate for your love. Happy Easter. I hope, I think Swedes say Happy Easton, but is that correct? I don't know. Happy Easter. Glad Pasch. Glad Pasch. Glad Pasch. Have a fantastic one. Thank you for listening to me. Email me, alpitcherstandup@gmail.com if you need to talk about anything. If you need help in your life, I'm there for you. If you've got any questions, any rashes or allergies, I can help you out. How bad is the Herxnuva right now? Only 5 people nodded their head. The rest of you don't care, you don't suffer. I suffer from Herxnuva. First rule of Herxnuva Club, don't mention Herxnuva. The birch trees, man. And that's a great thing with the Easter birch, the Björk, you know, the Icelandic singer. There's a tree, if you're not in Sweden, they have a tree that's shaped like the Icelandic singer Björk, and they bring it inside. No, they've got these birch trees that they bring in with feathers, and I have asthma, and I just sneeze, and I cry like I'm cutting onions, and my family just say, pull yourself together, you're 44 now. So the next podcast, I'll be 44. This is going to be a bit of a truth thing for me. I'm actually going to be spending Easter on my own because I'm going to have to work on my show. I need my daughter's been a bit sick, so I've been looking after her, and I haven't really been able to write the show. So I'm going to be writing the show, and a couple of days I've got on my own. So there was a possibility that I might be waking up on my birthday on my own, right? In our house, because the kids are going to be away. It's not quite certain that's going to happen, but it's going to be weird to wake up and not have the ringing in my ears at 4 o'clock in the morning. But hopefully somebody's here, even if it's a burglar, even if it's a robber of the house, at least they'll come in and sing to me. This could go down in history. If I get robbed, I can always just play this back, and I can say I am the Nostradamus of birthday robbery celebrations. Have a brilliant Easter. If you're with family, remember it's going to be a long Friday, depressing Sunday. Thank God they went Monday. Take care. Thank you for listening. Kram, puss, pass.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.